Thank you, Mr. President. Allow me to start by thanking the coordinators for their work and the presentation provided to the conference. As one of the largest humanitarian donors worldwide, it remains an important priority for the Netherlands to provide assistance for clearance of cluster munitions and mines. After successful multi-annual programs between 2012 and 2020, our minister allocated another 51 million euros for humanitarian mine action and cluster munition clearance for the period between 2020 and 2024. The program has allocated 41 million euros to five demining organizations: the Danish Demining Group, the Halo Trust, Humanity and Inclusion, the Mines Advisory Group, and the Geneva International Center for Humanitarian Demining. In addition to this multi-annual funding, 10 million euros of contingency funding is reserved for situations that arise unexpectedly, such as humanitarian crisis. Through our programs, the Netherlands supports mine action activities that take place in 9 countries: Afghanistan, Iraq, Laos PDR, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, South Sudan, Syria, and Ukraine. In addition, the Netherlands also supports the United Nations Mine Action Service, UNMAS. UNMAS has an important role in coordinating and conducting mine action activities, as well as the development of policies and standards that guide the mine action sector. By providing this support around the globe, the Netherlands sustains its support for a world free of the threat of mines and explosive remnants of war. Mr. President, making most effective use of the limited resources available for mine action is a priority for the Netherlands. It is of particular importance that those states with needs for international assistance fulfill their time-bound obligations under the Convention. The concept of country coalitions has proven to be an excellent tool to meet the Article 3 and Article 4 deadlines in an effective manner. And the Netherlands is pleased that the concept of country coalitions has been taken up in the Lausanne Action Plan and welcomes further steps to implement Action 42 of the Action Plan. In this context, we also draw attention to the brochure developed by the coordinators, aimed at building understanding amongst donors and states with time-bound obligations. We strongly encourage donors to consider supporting states with Article 3 and Article 4 obligations in setting up a country coalition. And in closing, I would like to thank the UK for its leadership and presentation on the subject of innovative financing, a development that the Netherlands keeps on following closely. Thank you, Mr. President.